Hello, it's Pauline here and I'm joined by Matthew Tucker. We continue our news items, which include parking issues on a busy city centre street, hip-hop artists are attracted to Norwich, and new classroom rules have enraged some parents.
Businesses on a busy city centre street say traffic chaos isn't just a frustration for restaurants and retailers, it's now getting dangerous. Mark Hedge, who runs Cook's Band Equipments on St Benedict Street, said cars covering pavements by parking on double yellow lines and loading bays was becoming a hazardous daily occurrence. He said a lorry driver was just about managed to squeeze down the road after becoming nosed in between the alfresco build-outs and illegally parked cars. Helen Shepherd, owner of Siskin's Boutique, said she was really keen on the proposed pedestrianisation changes when they were announced, but now she regrets it. She explained the council took away the meters because they said the car park spaces that used to be there would be used as loading bays only. But now the meters are gone, all day, every day, people use loading bays like they were their own personal parking slots.
Ambulance staff have been forced to lock themselves inside their vehicles to escape abusive patients. A meeting has heard as body-worn cameras are rolled out to tackle rising reports of assaults. This year, 334 cases of abuse have been reported by EEAST staff, including 95 incidents in July. This included 33 cases of physical abuse and 62 verbal incidents, and was an increase for the third month in a row. Members of the East of England Ambulance Service Board said that the numbers of assaults were unacceptable, as they heard staff faced abuse due to rising delays to get to patients.
How often do you guiltily look at your trainers by the door and think that you should go out for a run or walk, but can't quite summon up the motivation? If you need to find a purpose to get active, then Good Gym might be it. Founded in 2009, its members all around the country meet up regularly to exercise and help their communities and the local environment at the same time by doing tasks such as litter picking or gardening or helping older and vulnerable people. Good Gym came to Norwich in 2017 and currently has 325 active members. As Norwich trainer Stephen Hitcham explains, there are three strands to what Good Gym does. We do something called coach runs, so someone pairs up with an older person who we call their coach, as they are the ones giving them motivation to exercise, and they do a weekly visit to them and spend up to an hour with them, like a befriending service. If an older person is feeling isolated and wants a chat with somebody, we can send somebody to them. But if they're not happy with face-to-face, we can do it via the telephone, which is what we did during the height of the pandemic, Stephen said. They also do mission runs, again to help older members of the community who need assistance with one-off tasks. For example, someone might be coming out of hospital and need some furniture moved so that some new equipment can be moved in. Or it might be an older person can't do their garden anymore, so we can send someone over to do that, said Stephen. Referrals come to Good Gym via Age UK Norwich, and runners taking part are DBS checked.
While popular hip-hop artists may be most associated with big American cities, the genre is beginning to take a life of its own here in Norwich. A genre developed in the United States by New York African Americans and Latino Americans in the 1970s, hip-hop rose to global prominence through artists such as Eminem, Snoop Dogg, and Tupac. And now Norwich is beginning to attract new artists with venues such as the Brickmakers, Waterfront, and Norwich Arts Centre among the places to host the sounds of hip-hop. Dan Watson, who goes by the name of Watts, has been involved in the hip-hop scene since 2008 in the city. The Norwich-born and bred rapper, who works as a taxi driver during the day, has recently released a new album, Family Ties, dedicated to his grandparents. I have seen hip-hop go up and down, but it is definitely growing and progressing. I have seen it get taken to the next level. Both Watts and fellow Norwich rapper Rutendo Matsika, known as Cole, have noticed a range of people enjoying hip-hop.
A former hall, once used by war veterans and their families, has been transformed into a £2 million hub for all and will be throwing open its doors to the community later this month. Jubilee Hall on Aylsham Road used to be a base for the Royal British Legion until it closed in 2014, despite a campaign to save it. It reopened in April as a multi-purpose community hub run by YMCA Norfolk. The new building, which houses a daycare centre, a daycare nursery, a cafe, a soft play centre for 0 to 11-year-olds, will be hosting a series of events over the coming months, starting with a careers and coffee morning on Wednesday, September the 22nd. Due to the popularity of the cafe, soft play and nursery, the charity is looking to take on more staff at the Aylsham Road-based venue, as well as further roles across their families, youth and housing teams across the county. Staff at YMCA Norfolk, which recruited 20 people ahead of the hub's opening in April, will be on hand to talk to members of the public interested in joining the charity during an event which will take place between 9:30 a.m. and noon. Lisa Zwereb, HR manager for YMCA Norfolk, said, "As an organisation that is always expanding, we're keen to promote our fantastic recruitment opportunities to the Norwich community at our Coffee and Carers Morning this September. As well as the Careers event, the charity has announced a series of further events, including a charity quiz night to help raise funds for the charity on Thursday, September the 23rd, and the Christmas Norwich Craft Fair on Saturday, November the 27th.
Parents are outraged at new classroom rules that they believe are more suited to a prison than a school. Heatherset Academy, which is part of the Inspiration Trust, has issued a rule book with 10 instructions for pupils to follow, as well as a number of additional verbal instructions. Angry parents say the list of rules includes not being able to go to the toilet during lessons, complete silence when entering and leaving the classroom, having to wear specific socks, and following painted lines in the corridor. Another rule has meant pupils are unable to raise their hands, with teachers picking out pupils to answer their questions. In response to the concerns raised, the Inspiration Trust has said it fully supports the principal, Jane Diver, and her team for setting expectations and standards to bring success to the pupils. A statement said the reviewing and reteaching of rules has never been more important after 2 years of disrupted education due to COVID. But one mother, with two children at the school aged 14 and 12, and who does not want to be named, said her children have come home deflated and upset.
A butcher who was branded a murderer by an animal rights protester has welcomed an order banning her from being within 5 metres of his premises and others she attacked. Graham Fiddy found murderer and other vile graffiti daubed across the front of his butcher's shop on Aylsham Road, Norwich, which also had two large plate glass windows smashed in an attack in October last year. It was one of a number of attacks committed by Gemma Barnes, 30, who also targeted other butchers, including Hazel's in Sprowston, Litcham Butcher's Shop, Litcham, and Haley's Big Baps on Aylsham Road, Norwich, in a series of attacks between May and October last year. Barnes of Dover Street, Norwich, has been made the subject of a 2-year criminal behaviour order, banning her from being within 5 metres of a number of butchers in the county, including Fiddy's Butchers, Hazel's, Litcham Butchers and Haley's Big Baps. The order was put in place earlier this summer after she was convicted at Norwich Magistrates Court in March of a number of counts of criminal damage. She was also fined £450 and ordered to pay £250 in compensation to Hazel's Butchers and Fiddy's Butchers. Mr. Fiddy, who's 63, said he welcomed the order being put in place by the court and hoped it would prevent future attacks. He said, "She deserves what she got. You can't go around doing that sort of thing to other people's property." Mr. Fiddy added, "I welcome it as long as it keeps her away from meat premises. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion, but there's a way of going about it."